Hey there, everybody. It's been a couple weeks. I am back. I feel good. Happy Canada Day weekend. And for this show, I thought it was only appropriate, since it was Canada Day long weekend, to focus on one of my favorite Canadian musicians, David Wilcox. You have tuned in to Riding with the Queen, 1 to 2 p.m. every Sunday, and I'm your host, Rami Mays. So you may know Wilcox from a couple of his bigger hits like Layin' Pipe or Riverboat Fantasy, but I'm extremely fond of his earlier hits that I heard when I was like 15 or 16 years old. I had the privilege of being musically raised in my teens at the old Blue Note there on Main Street, and it was there that I first heard some David Wilcox being played between, like, say, Blues Puppies and Crash Test Dummy sets. I fell in love with the songs like Bearcat and Bad Apple and Bump Up Ahead. I don't know if you know the songs, but if you don't, we're going to hear them this show. So it's my honor to feature Dave Wilcox, a great musician and a true Canadian. And by true Canadian, I mean someone who never left to go live in Nashville. David Carl William Wilcox was born in Montreal in July of 1949. His interest in music started as early as the age of six, actually, when he first heard some Elvis recordings. And it's very similar to many beginnings of a lot of rock stars of these days. And it was by the time he was about 14, he played his first gig. And according to Wikipedia, apparently his first gig at 14 was to a room of ex-convicts. And I kind of feel like maybe Dave and I have something in common there, because oddly enough, I played my first gig around that age as well at the old Blue Note and probably to some ex-convicts or soon-to-be convicts in that room as well. In Wilcox's early 20s, he was performing with Ian and Sylvia Tyson, and they had a band called The Great Speckled Bird. At that time, he was replacing Amos Garrett on guitar, and they backed up some cool acts, acts like Charlie Rich and Carl Perkins. It was only a few years later, in 1973, though, that he decided he was just going to kick off his own solo career, and so he quit that band, and he began with his band, David Wilcox and the Teddy Bears. And so begins David's career. And so begins our show. So let's start the show with some tunes. Let's start with an inspiration for Wilcox, an Elvis track called Suspicious Minds. And then we'll hear a track from Ian and Sylvia Tyson's band that Wilcox played in. That tune is called Love What You're Doing. And then let's also spin some Carl Perkins, since his band with Ian and Sylvia, Great Speckled Bird, did some shows with the Great Perkins. And then to cap off this set, I'd like to hear a version of something by David, and we're going to choose a tune here called Beautiful Women, and it was from a 1976 recording of David with his band, the Teddy Bears, that was broadcast for radio from Dollar Bills at the Prince George Hotel in Kingston, Ontario, here on Riding with the Queen.
What you doing to me when you Burn out shit. took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they calling me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. I woke up last night, 4:30. 15 women knocking at my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Went out last night, mean to stay late. For home, I had 19 dates. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Knocking at my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
We're going to boogie right now. It's in him, and it's got to come out of him, just like the song says. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. All right. Now, the topic of our lecture here this evening, we have lectures here. Now, you folks at home can't see this, but we have a 9-foot neon billboard behind us with an electric tiger jumping up and down on it, and what we're going to talk about is Felis generalis and Felis domestica, the cat family, ladies and gentlemen, the fascinating biological world of the feline species, so to speak. And now, some of you may think that's a rather boring topic, don't you think? All right. Well, but you're right, and you're wrong, because it's very fascinating. Now, you take a simple Mammalius felicis, so that is born in the Pleistocene age, which is 5 billion years ago. Just a minute. You're beautiful. I'd like to take you home with me after the set, you gorgeous creature. Yes. Yeah, the Pleistocene age, which was right after the Meccano age, and or was it Lego age? I'm not sure, but nevertheless. Well, is that on the island of Pago Pago? Yes, but the Felis domestica is a species which... You're a Taurus, aren't you? I can always tell. I love those Earth women. Taurus. So many beautiful women. How can a poor man make up his mind? Oh, but the good Lord sent me a woman to make me leave all other womankind. Now listen. Hey, fellas. Fellas, take a walk around Kingston with me. You'll see what I mean. Woo! They got beautiful women in short skirts and tight blue jeans. Tall, skinny women with dimples in their jaws. And big, fat women that look a little bit like Santa Claus. So many beautiful women. How can a poor man make up his mind? The good Lord sent me a woman to make me leave all other womankind. Now listen. Hey, ladies. Ladies, I don't mean to boast or brag when I say I played the field a little bit in my younger days. But the right woman can make any man settle down just like me. He'll stop looking, he'll start cooking and raise up a family. So many beautiful women, how can a poor man make up his mind? Oh, but the good Lord sent me a woman to make me leave all other womankind. Let's take it way down. Oh, yeah. Please.
Oh, there are ladies present. I wish you wouldn't. Now, you can't say that on the radio. Now, come on now. You can't even say shit on the radio, let alone that kind of language. We're dedicating this solo here to our sound technician, Mr. Doug McClendon. Keep it down there, fellas. Some of the things a lady can do. She can make me cool down and relax when she strokes my hair. And when my pockets are empty, she makes me feel like a millionaire. So many beautiful women. How can a poor man make up his mind? Ah, but the good Lord sent me a woman to make me leave all other women kind.
Hey there, you're listening to Riding with the Queen here every Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. on 101.5 UMF. And that was a live version of a song called Beautiful Woman that David Wilcox did with his band, the Teddy Bears, in 1976. And no one can say Dave Wilcox doesn't have a lot of character. I believe at the time he used to wear some crazy suits. He had a big fake mustache on, and I think he was exploring some characters on stage. Right now, we're just at the point of his career in our feature where he started to venture off into his own solo career. And in 1977, he released my personal favorite album that he ever made called Out of the Woods. It had hits on it like Bad Apple, Bearcat, and Bump Up Ahead. And it's no surprise that later on, when he signed with Capitol Records in 82, that the album would be re-released and would go gold. A year later, he also recorded an album in 1983 called My Eyes Keep Me in Trouble, which also went to gold, and that one had the hit Riverboat Fantasy on it. So whether you actually have heard these songs or not, or you think you haven't, there's a good chance you have. And so this is a good way for you to get to know the man behind the songs that you've heard over the years. Let's take a music break here and listen to a couple of my favorite Wilcox tunes from Out of the Woods, and then we'll hear Riverboat Fantasy from his 83 album here on 101.5 UMFM.
Still taste sweet. Some people call I may be the sweetest apple on the tree. I've got the notion to tell you about my history, people. I've got the notion to tell you about how I came up in the world.
Yeah.
Now look, I used to go to school and act a clown and fool, and I used to chase the ladies all around. Give me some. I used to spend my money and try at acting funny until I hit my nose on the ground. Some people call me a bad apple. Well, I may be bruised, but I still taste sweet. Some people call me a bad apple, but I may be the sweetest apple on the tree. Now my teacher tried to tell me that I could never succeed in the world of business. Yeah, I said, that's okay, teacher. 'Cause I never did want to give anybody the business, no. But teacher, listen. Teacher! It's my time. Hey! I want everybody to listen to me now. It's my time. Hey! And I want everybody to listen to me now. Look, listen to the record. I'll admit I have been lazy and I've been called crazy. In my time I've played and played. Saw the kangaroo, had a talk with the chimpanzee. He said, hey brother, if you want a thing that's hip, do the bear cat. Do the bear cat. That's the name of this song. Do the bear cat. Take a little lesson and you can't go wrong. Do the bear cat. That's the way we like. Do the bear cat. It's enough to make you want to leave your home. It's the kind of sound that you can't leave alone. Enough to make you want to get a bear cat of your own. And they can go to the bear cat. Late at night when the bear cat howls, he's looking for you. Bearcat.
Washington. It's enough to make you want to leave your home. It's the kind of sound that you can't leave alone. Enough to make you want to get a Bearcat of your own and make him go. Do the Bearcat. Woo! Ah, yeah, yeah. Do the Bearcat. Put your hands on your hip, let your backbone flip. Do the Bearcat. Yeah, in the song now. Do the Bearcat. Do the Bearcat. Give it up. Yeah. Do the Bearcat. Give it up now.
Interstellar Rodeo is back, and it's all about the vibe. Great music, fine wine, and good times taking place at the Forks, August 18th through 20th. Seminal Canadian indie rock band Broken Social Scene headlined the last night of Interstellar Rodeo 2017 on Sunday, August 20th. With their first record in 7 years, Broken Social Scene reestablished their place at the center of our nation's rock map. And this is your first chance to hear the songs from Hug of Thunder live. Get your tickets now and view the full festival lineup at interstellarrodeo.com. Broken Social Scene, The Forks, Sunday, August 20th. The 2017 Six Shooter Interstellar Rodeo is proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Thanks for tuning in to Riding with the Queen. I'm your host, Rami Mays. And today, in honor of Canada Day weekend, we are featuring Canadian musician, songwriter, and most notably, slick guitar slinger David Wilcox. We are taking a journey through his musical life, and right now we're about in the 80s, and amidst some of my research, I found a really interesting little gem. Do you guys remember the TV show Street Legal? It was like a very, very, very Canadian TV show, lasting 7 years from about 87 to 94, which somehow, on a side note, was the longest-running one-hour scripted drama in the history of Canadian television. And so I'm not really sure if that's sad or cool. I can't really place that. But regardless, Wilcox wrote the theme song that introed the show's first season. And I found a copy of that. So I thought it'd be fun to just toss that in here. It's only a minute long. Check this out.
East side, west side, all around the town. Side street, heartbeat, break them on down. Feel that feeling, shuffle your feet. We gotta move, we gotta move. I wake up in the morning, rush out. Heading straight downtown, can't shower. Sweating on the sidewalk, snow in the city. Gotta move, we gotta move. And it's a sidewalk symphony. Hear the neighborhood sing. A twilight harmony. When the nighttime falls, you won't see a thing. We gotta move. We gotta move. We gotta move. We gotta move.
So there you have it, the theme song from Street Legal in 1987, composed and performed by David Wilcox. After his releases of Out of the Woods and My Eyes Keep Me in Trouble, Wilcox was like pretty motivated, I guess. They were both gold albums, to keep touring. And oddly, he did so in a weird way. He bought an Airstream, and his wife and his teenage son like piled in with him, and that's how they toured. And I kind of like that idea. I always thought it would be cool to take the family with you rather than leave them at home while you're touring away with the band. And not everyone can make that work, so good on him for doing so. I also later read that he didn't know how to drive. He didn't have a license. So perhaps his wife was the driver, or maybe they had someone else. But regardless, that's cool. It was in 1984 that Wilcox went back into the studio and recorded his album Bad Reputation, which had like some more honky-tonk and country feel to his already blues style, which you'll definitely notice in a track coming up in the first set. And soon after Bad Reputation album, his first compilation came out, which debuted a really cool track that I like called Blood Money. And I did that. It's a super cool groove. I think you'll like it. And it sort of hits the electric, harder side of Wilcox's recordings. There's those couple albums. There's a bunch of albums he laid down. In 1987, he decided to record something a little less live, off the floor and raw. And he kind of went for like a more produced synthesizer and drum modern rock sound. He put out Breakfast at the Circus. And it's clear the production difference when you hear the hit from the album that's probably most known, called Layin' Pipe. So you kind of can see, like, in the few years of the albums there, each one sort of changed. He was kind of trying to find a different sound and keep himself entertained, or maybe still looking for something that he wanted that he couldn't find. But the Layin' Pipe album, Breakfast at the Circus, with that extra sort of drum modern rock sound synthesized, and isn't really my favorite production of his albums, but I still dig the tune Layin' Pipe. So we're going to throw it in the next set here as well. So we're going to start this next set of this cool acoustic bass tune from Bad Reputation called Something Shaken. And it's really cool to hear him do acoustic stuff, because he's sort of well known for being this like great electric guitar blues guitar player. But his you can really, like, especially if you Google him, you can find a lot of acoustic stuff. And he's really just such a great guitar player. So then after that, we'll hear Blood Money, which was on that first compilation I was just telling you about. And then we'll move right into Layin' Pipe, the song that most recognize, whether they know who David Wilcox or not. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this next set of Wilcox tunes here on 101.5 UMFM.
something shaking early in the morning. People moving, trying to be free. If you listen, you can hear them. Don't they sound like you and me? Up all night at a party, it shook the blues right out of me. My head is aching and day is breaking, but I feel so good, just like I'm supposed to be. Had my fill of conversation. I don't know why I'm made this way. I gotta see on down that highway, looking for love to chase away. Something shaking early in the morning. People moving, trying to be free. If you listen, you can hear them. Don't they sound like you and me?
Hey, I don't cry for your kisses. It's a shame. It's your blood money that's to blame.
Come back for more and more.
Pipe, whatever do you mean, David? The king of innuendos. Outside of compilation albums, David Wilcox recorded five more albums between 1989 and 2015. The album Natural Edge came out in 1989, followed by 13 songs in 96, and then Rhythm of Love, and then the album Boy in the Boat, which apparently has quite the sexual innuendo, speaking of innuendos, that I didn't catch at all. And I thought I knew all the little dirty phrases around the world there, but I looked it up. I'm going to leave you to Google that if you'd like. I'm going to keep my show G-rated. But Boy in the Boat, check it out. He's got a lot of funny ways of saying things. After his release of Boy in the Boat, he and his wife settled into a place in East York in Ontario and made a home for themselves, where he settled down for a while. And it seemed to be that he was taking a break from recording. But then all the way back, I think we're now looking about 4 years ago, it was 2013. David was featured with James Burton, Albert Lee, and Amos Garrett in a concert, which would have been a great concert to see, which was later released in 2015 as the live CD Guitar Heroes on Alberta's Stony Plain Records. I also wanted to make sure, before we leave today here, to add in a funny track in the next set. A tune I found online that David and his buddy Andy Gallahorn wrote, and he performed it at some intimate concert. I'm not sure where he was playing, but I just saw it online. It was in 2009. He was doing like kind of like a house concert, I guess. And it really shows his sense of humor, and I really appreciate sometimes you sift through all the bright lights baloney, and you just get to the core of the songs and the songwriters. So I definitely want to toss that in this set as well. I've loved following the career of Dave Wilcox. I've had some friends who were kind of like up and down on whether they thought Wilcox was cool or not, or if that was their thing. Part of it for sure is nostalgia for me, but I do think he's a cool cat, and you can't argue with his guitar style. He's just he's a badass that way, and his songs are really entertaining to me. So there's a lot of gems, and there's some in-between gems, but you can't argue. You just can't argue that he's got a discography to be proud of. And I also found that on his website, it says he's currently recording a solo acoustic album. I'd love to hear that. But no news so far on when that's planned to come out. So we'll have to keep our eyes peeled for that one. So to finish up the show today, let's hear a tune from 13 songs that pretty much follows the straight 12-bar blues format, but has, you can hear like that signature Telecaster sound that twists and turns throughout it, kind of like the way only Wilcox can do it. It's a tune called 3 Past Midnight. And then I'd like to hear, hopefully you do too, a rockin' tune from Rhythm of Love called Mama. That again, you can hear that signature sound that is undeniably Wilcox. And a cool side to note is a friend of mine and a lot of people know, Colin Linden of Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. He produced that album. We'll follow that with a live recording from the album that featured guitar badasses Albert Lee, James Burton, Amos Garrett, and David Wilcox. I would have really liked to have seen that concert. I wish I knew about it. So that would be, yeah, there's like the good thing they put an album out later so we can hear it. And then let's end on that light note with that goofy little song that Dave and his friend Andy wrote together. I'll leave the title of that song for the reveal in the recording, as it's kind of the payoff of the song. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I know I did. I was really glad I came in today. It's been a busy weekend, and I'm glad that you're listening. Next week, I want to take a look at the phenom known as Jack White. And actually, there's so much to research. There's so much. I don't know where to begin or middle or end it. So I might end up doing a two-part Jack White Part 1, Jack White Part 2. He's just played with so many people and he's had such a cool music career. So we'll be checking out him. So yeah, thanks for tuning in today. You've been listening to Riding with the Queen. And until next week, I'm Rami Reyes. Thanks so much.
Well, it's 3 past midnight in a cabin up around the bend. It's 3 past midnight in a cabin up around the bend. The woman I love and a man I call my friend. When I crept to the window, I could see their silhouettes. When I crept to the window, I could see their silhouettes. One hand on my pistol, I could smell their sweat. She looked so young and beautiful in her lacy frills. I touched the trigger gently. Her hair stood like porcupine quills. Wonder if she saw me. I guess I'll never know. It's 3 past midnight. Unless my watch is slow. Now he started running and I shot him down. He kicked like a dog just before he hit the ground. Feeling kind of funny. I've got no place to go. It's 3 past midnight. 2 down, 1 to go. Inside of me. my sorry. I got what I deserve. It's 3 past midnight. Not a sound in the world.
Of course, not all the songs I write are, you know, like saving my life. A lot of them are, actually. A lot of them are really sort of, you know, like in the case of a water landing, your guitar may be used as a personal flotation device. But sometimes I just like making up silly little rhymes. This one, like, for example, it's a little nothing of a song, but it'll be over soon. It's actually co-written with a friend of mine who I really wanted to write with because he's fearless and brave and just got a beautiful heart. His name's Andy Gullihorn. And I love co-writing because it's a chance for grown-ups to have an excuse to talk about what matters. You can just sit down at the beginning of the conversation, you can say, "So, where are you sort of cracked open these days?" It's not your average conversation. But for the sake of the song, you know, you're both willing to sort of get right to the heart of it. So I finally got my chance to write with Andy, and we sat down, and he said, "I've got a title that we could write to." And I thought, oh, because, you know, that's kind of Nashville, you know. It's not as real. But I said, well, you know, being polite, I said, "Oh, well, okay, what's the title?" And he told me, and I said, "Yeah, let's write it." And he said, "Dave, I was kidding." And I said, "No, that's a great title." He says, "That's a horrible title. Don't think about it." I said, "Why not? It'll be great. No one would ever sing that song." I said, "I'll sing it, and I'll blame it on you." So here's an Andy Gullihorn song that I helped him with. I lift a pint out of the freezer. I sneak across the kitchen floor. I think about the way she likes it as I'm reaching in the silverware drawer. The hunk-a-chunky monkey is solid, but I can't wait to begin. The spoon is fine, but the fork is mine. I love the way the tines dig in. She can savor every sip like a sweet champagne. I love to pop the cork. She likes to spoon. I want a fork. That's a great title, huh? We're always cozy up in the morning, sure as the sun will rise. It comes up without any warning. Somehow she's not surprised. Hugging, snugging, spooning, worth all the time that we spend. She says she loves her hunk-a-chunky monkey. Pretty soon we're at it again. She can savor every sip like a sweet champagne. I love to pop the cork. She likes to spoon. I want a fork. Everyone. She likes to spoon. I want a fork.